Brenda Yelvington has been and is many things. She's an accountant, a teacher, a photographer, a musician, a mother, and now she's a documentary filmmaker with the film Leaving a Legacy. Just more than 3 years ago, her daughter was a member of the Northside High School Marching Band in Fort Smith, and Brenda began to see the special things that were happening behind the scenes within the 250-member band and its directors. She wanted to show others what she was seeing. She wasn't 10 minutes into another documentary called Undefeated when she turned to her daughter and said, "This is what I'm going to do with Northside," having never made a film before.
And then over the next week or 2 weeks, I got pretty excited about it. I'm also a musician. Nobody knew it, but I was composing the main melodic theme for the film score. And I would play it when no one was around. And I would...
On the piano.
And I would see the opening scene of the movie, at least the first 3 minutes of the movie. I would see it.
You knew how you wanted it to start.
Absolutely knew how I wanted it to start, how I wanted it to look, how I wanted it to feel. I went on websites like No Film School and things like that, and I saw just a tip of what it would entail and decided I couldn't do it.
And is that when you brought in somebody else? No?
No. I really wasn't going to do it. And I went ahead with that theory for several months. But in secret, I would go and play the tune. I would play that melody. I would play what I was composing. And I would watch the opening of the movie in my mind. And but I said, I'm not doing this. So one day in July, on a Monday, I didn't know my daughter was home. And she wandered in when I was playing that into the music room. And she sat down and said, "What is that?" And I went, "Oh, well, that was going to be the main theme for the movie if I had done the movie, but I'm not doing the movie." And she said, "What's it called?" And I said, "Well, I call it Heartbeat. Truthfully, I think it represents Mr. Manley. He's the head band director. I think I've called it Heartbeat because he is the heartbeat of the band. But I'm not doing the movie." This was on Monday. On Friday, Mr. Manley's heart quit beating and he died 3 times.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's one heck of a sign, isn't it?
Well, fortunately, they got him to the hospital. But I found out about this Friday evening. I woke up Saturday morning and I said, "I'm doing the film." And then it took me about a year to figure out how to do it, who to ask, just get my mind around it. Like you said, it was a big idea. I didn't think of it as that. I just knew I was trying to eat an elephant. I'm still trying to eat an elephant. It might be a herd of elephants to try to do something like this. So I took a year planning, getting permissions, talking to people, got a team in place. And I also went and identified 7 kids that I wanted to have unlimited access to.
How did you choose those 7 kids out of, 250?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I wanted this movie to show what was happening there and to be inspirational, but I also wanted it to be entertaining. So I tried to pick a mix of kids that possibly when other kids see it or adults, maybe with the cast of characters that I selected, I'm representing different types of kids and people. So I've got the overachieving, never made a B, always been on the straight and narrow path. And then I've got the former gang member who wanted to tell his story. And I was like, go for it. And I've got the kid that likes attention and is a natural leader. And he was a risk for me. He was my last kid to pick because the attention of cameras was either going to make him, I knew it would make him be larger, but I didn't know if he would go larger in a good way or a bad way. So it's just this range.
Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted to be involved?
Everyone said yes. Mm-hmm. the amount of trust they've put in me is overwhelming.
Well, and so you spent an entire year following these seven kids.
What I tended to do was, at the very beginning, I set up interviews with these seven kids and asked them a lot of questions. And I asked a lot of them the same questions. And I had them make predictions about the year. I wanted them to look forward to graduation day. Because of those seven kids, six were seniors and one was a junior. That I did that intentionally so that one would be left behind. More than half of the film, people might think this is, oh, I'm going to see marching band shows like you see on YouTube or something.
Drum corps.
You're not. You're not. You're not going to ever see even the marching show or any of that, because that's not what this is about, really. So much bigger than band. It's about all these relationships and these kids and these directors.
I was going to say, well, I have to imagine that you spent some time with Mr. Manley as well.
All of the directors, mm-hmm. actually. But they all have dreams. And they all have hopes. And then what I noticed, especially when you're around these people for a year, life gets in the way. And then you make mistakes. And it's how you handle those mistakes. I think that's what people are going to remember. More than half of the movie are these kids trying to make all region and trying to make all state. I wasn't a band kid, but I knew this stuff was serious. This stuff means scholarships. This stuff matters. We showed up at Arkansas State University with the film crew, so we would have at least three cameras, a separate sound guy. And those poor kids, and they agreed to this, they had a camera on their face the whole time they were waiting to go into that room. We couldn't go into the rooms, but we typically had a camera on the door. Cameras when those guys came out. Camera on their faces when they were finding out the results. And there is nothing more heartbreaking than seeing a kid get second chair in first band out of 100 kids and almost cry when you interview them because they didn't make first.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, second sounds pretty good to me.
It wasn't good mm-hmm. enough for her. Mm-hmm. It wasn't good enough for her. And then we went to Allstate with them, the crew. We mm-hmm. spent the night. I mean, it's a several-day event. We were there. We spent the night. We walked those halls. We're with those kids. It's real life. It's serious. All the way through graduation.
Mm-hmm. Well, so filming concluded about a year ago. You have more than 150 hours of footage. You know, what stage, where are we? Where are we on editing that? What was that editing process like? How did you decide what to keep and what to cut? I mean, what to leave?
Well, again, I didn't know what I was doing. And I think probably going back to my doctoral work, you know, I have a PhD in accounting, and mm-hmm. which to me is just learning how to do research.
And I have a degree in accounting too. Yeah,
I don't guess I ever knew that.
Mm-hmm. Well, just my undergraduate degree.
Well, yeah. There we go. Mm-hmm. Then you understand mm-hmm. the approach I took, and I didn't research how to do this or anything. It's just how my brain worked. Chris Middleton, who you know, basically has held my hand through all of this. He and I sat down with unlimited packages of Werther's candy. And for an entire month, we watched the footage, which when you watched my footage meant you could sometimes get a little seasick. And I took notes. I kind of keyworded things. So we'd write a clip down, and I might note at 15 seconds in, someone said something. One of the kids said something I know that I cared about. But you're key wording something before you even know what it all is.
I mean, that makes sense to me because, you know, we do that with audio. I mean, I'll have an hour and a half of audio. And, yeah, I mean, you're logging it. Mm-hmm.
So I have a 5,000-line Excel spreadsheet that logged the 150 hours. And it's searchable.
Wow.
I know. So we watched all the footage. And then we did a timeline of, because after I watched it, I knew the beginning of the film. I always knew the beginning of the film. By the time I watched it, I knew the end of the film. So I have routinely worked backwards. So now, here I am, and I lack about 10, 15 minutes, but it's at the beginning. I have the whole back end of the film done. So it's going to end up being an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes. I've got the first 10 minutes. I've got the whole back end. It's that second 10 to 15 minutes.
You're almost there.
I know. I know. And it's the 10 or 15 minutes that scares me the most, because the first 10 minutes, it's action and it's cool and it's, and I'm afraid that next 10 to 15 minutes, if I'm going to lose them, that's where it's going to be. And I don't want them to turn it off before they get to all the, you know, all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the opening scene, it's exactly what you saw in your head, exactly what you wanted it to be?
Yes, mm-hmm. It's exactly what I wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's where the director and me did come out a little bit. I would say 90% of this film is not staged, meaning it's just what happened. Now, we tried to make sure that we were in the right place at the right time. We knew a kid was going to be coming out of a room, and I wanted that immediate reaction. I didn't want to, you know, you can only capture that while you're there. So we did our best to be sure we were in the right place at the right time for things that I wanted. But like the opening of the film, I wanted some slow motion sequences. I wanted some special things done that required us to do more than one take and get it right. And you can't do that when it's real life. You know, I can't say, oh, go back in the room. Do you kids mind not going into audition for All Region while we reshoot this? That just doesn't happen. So we rented like Steadicams and special equipment just so that we could shoot some slow motion stuff and some things that I wanted. The school was very gracious to, after the stands cleared out on a football game, to let us have the field for a little bit with no one there. And then I worked with the kids on a few other things so that we could set up how I wanted the opening sequence to look. But like I said, 90% of the film was trying to be in the right place at the right time. And then the most exciting stuff is when you capture stuff that you have no idea you're ever going to get, because it's just life and it happens.
That's Brenda Yelvington. She spent a year filming within the Northside High School marching band in Fort Smith for the upcoming documentary film, Leaving a Legacy. She hopes to have the film finished by the end of the year, just in time for next year's festival season. But this weekend, the trailers are finished, and the seven kids in the film will see them on screen for the very first time at a private screening party. And though most of the music in the film is not marching band music, it is original, including this song composed by Kevin Croxton. To follow the progress of Leaving a Legacy, find stfilmstudio.com. That's Storyteller Films. And this is Ozarks at Large.